1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The Reserve Bank will deliver its latest interest rates decision this hour as consumer confidence picks up. Michael Packey reports.
The RBA board has been in deliberations since yesterday as it decides on its next interest rate move. Most economists believe the official cash rate will stay on hold at 4.35%, despite rates coming down in other parts of the globe, most notably the US. Complicating the Reserve Bank's thinking is a fairly resilient Australian economy. Fresh data from the ANZ shows consumer confidence has reached its highest level since January last year. The big lender claims stronger than expected job numbers has given consumers a boost. Analysts say the RBA will continue to monitor inflation before deciding whether to reduce rates, most likely sometime next year.
Nurses from all over the state have united in Sydney's Hyde Park, striking for better pay. They've marched and chanted through the CBD, demanding a 15% pay rise over 1 year. Among the crowd, these nurses travelled all the way from Muswellbrook in the Hunter Valley. They say their work is underappreciated.
If we were in a male-dominated industry, we wouldn't be paid the wage that we're being paid, and they wouldn't have to fight as hard as they are.
It's extremely stressful. We're there to save lives, and we just don't get paid in a way that reflects that.
Australia's Foreign Minister has announced the formation of a ministerial group driving action to protect aid workers in conflict zones. Penny Wong has made the announcement after meeting with counterparts at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The move comes in light of the death of Australian aid worker Zomi Frankum and her colleagues. Senator Wong says Gaza is now the most dangerous place to be a humanitarian worker.
More than 300 aid workers have been killed since the start of the conflict in Gaza. We today collectively want to ensure that their deaths are not in vain, and we want to ensure that the deaths do not continue. You cannot protect civilians if you don't protect aid workers who are providing civilians with food, water, medicine and all that they need to survive.
Australians in Lebanon are again being urged to return home while they still can amid fears of a broader war in the Middle East. Hundreds of people have been killed in Israeli strikes on Lebanon. The federal government is drawing up contingency plans in case Australians end up stranded. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says people should get out before it's too late.
The fact that some people have continued to go from Australia to Lebanon in recent months is not a common sense thing to do. The government issues these warnings for a reason. People should take the opportunity to come home on commercial aircraft while it is available.
Dozens of flowers have been laid outside a restaurant in Sydney's Inner West where a man was fatally stabbed. Jefferson Shaw reports.
A group of people have gathered outside a fast food chain along Marrickville Road to pay their respects and lay flowers after the stabbing of a man. Emergency services were called to Marrickville at around 7:40 last night. There they found a 32-year-old victim with stab wounds and he couldn't be saved. Acting Superintendent Ben Kennis says he was known to police and the attack was targeted. He says there are investigating any links to organised crime. Officers are working to identify the offender with CCTV footage appearing to show the stabber. In Marrickville, Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
A study is linking cancer treatments on older patients with an increased risk of heart attack or stroke. Katie Fuller has more.
Scientists from Monash University have monitored more than 15,000 patients aged 70 and above over a number of years. They found rates of heart attack, stroke and heart failure were twice as high in those who had a cancer diagnosis and believe treatments like chemotherapy can elevate the likelihood of a cardiovascular event. Dr. Susan Orchard says early screening is vital for those in remission.
Now that we know that that risk is elevated, we can certainly monitor.
Metastatic cancer, blood and lung cancer come with the most risk.
Hope weather.
cloud increasing this afternoon, winds northeasterly at 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, becoming light later this evening. Right now it's 21 degrees in the city, 25 in the west. Tomorrow a top of 31 degrees with showers developing. Thursday rain, a high of 20. Friday showers, a top of 19. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersheim.
Life and Hope, 103.2.
At Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way. We're your local NDIS service provider in Western Sydney. We're experts in maximising your NDIS plan, preventing wasted funding and getting more opportunities for quality support. We offer a vast range of services, including support coordination, plan management, complex care, travel and social access, cleaning services and more. Visit yahwehcare.com.au. At station sponsor Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way.
Here's a story about two stories from station sponsor Spannenberg & Son. David and Jenny wanted to help their son and daughter-in-law by having them move in with them, but space was limited, especially with the new baby. Spannenberg suggested the perfect solution, a first floor addition. With in-house design and approvals, plus their personal site project manager, it was a convenient one-stop shop. Add a story to your story. Inquire today to get your personal appraisal at yourhomeextension.com.au.
Heavy delays through the CBD. A police operation has Macquarie Street blocked both ways between Hunter Street and St James Road. Allow extra travel time and avoid the area if possible. Burwood, a crash, city-bound Parramatta Road at Manson Road. That's causing delays both ways. Want an FPOS partner who fits your business like a glove? Switch to SmartPay for hands-down great customer service and zero-cost FPOS. Minimum turnover and T's and C's apply. Station sponsor, I'm Brooke. That's the latest city traffic on Hope 103.2.
On air, online, on your phone. Hope 103.2 is with you wherever you are.
Good afternoon, Chris Jolly with you. Have you ever 3D printed something? I'm a bit of a geek. I don't know if I should say that or not, but anyway, I have now, haven't I? And I've seen 3D printed cases for Raspberry Pis and mini game consoles on YouTube. But over the weekend, I saw the largest 3D printed thing ever. I'll let you know what it is in just a moment. Right now, it's Galantis on Hope 103.2.
We're paper planes in the sky, drifting where the wind blows. Yeah, gravity held me tight, but with you I can let go.
Hope.
103.2.
Come on. About to do it like this, about to do it like this, y'all. When I sit back and imagine life without you, I can't fathom how I ever thought I'd make it on my own. And there's at least a million reasons I'm still standing here believing. You're my comfort, you're my healing. This I know.
When you can't see the wind, but it moves the leaves from the bottom to the top of the tallest trees. You are everything I'll ever need, and they can't take that from me. The same again, yeah, you came crashing in, you wrecked me, right. Love came crashing in, never gonna be the same again, yeah, you came crashing in, you wrecked me, everybody talking like they need some proof, but we all know I need them.
Imagine life without you, I can't fathom how I ever thought I'd make it on my own. And there's at least a million reasons I'm still standing here believing. You're my comfort, you're my healing, this I know.
You can't see the wind, but it moves the leaves from the bottom to the top of the tallest trees. You are everything I'll ever need, and they can't take that from me.
That's how I know.
Toby Mac, Hope 103.2. You've seen 3D printer cases for Raspberry Pis and mini game consoles. And over the weekend, I saw the largest 3D printed thing ever. It's in Texas in the US where they've created one of the biggest developments, that's housing developments, 3D printed houses. It's pretty amazing, and now experts reckon it's an example that could be replicated here in Australia to reduce our deficit in affordable housing. Great. But it does all depend on software innovation in Australia, and we're doing a good job with that. But still, can you imagine your home relying solely on software working? My concern is like an update will move all the windows to the ceiling or something like that. Then again, sunroof. It's Alexis nice Jordan.
And Hope, 103.2.
You can give to me, I can feel it when you're holding me close. You're like one of the world wonders. I know I'm going under. Come see that I'm ready for this. And you're so good to me. You're my true joy. You make me wanna say,
for you, lost in the dark, then you walked in the room. I came alive when you opened my eyes.
I won't go back to the light. The world might be shaken, but I stay in your presence, standing strong in your love. Cause I got you in the joy, in the pain, in the waiting, in the flood, in the fire, in the breaking. I'm standing on you, so I won't be moved. Yeah, I'll get through, cause I got you. Why should I tremble and worry with fear? If I am your temple, you're already here. Heaven surrounds me when I call your name. There's nothing that you cannot change.
Gokey, this is Hope 103.2. How's your day going? Maybe you're meeting up with friends after work. It's the weather for it. But do you have non-Christian friends who like to ask those tricky questions about your beliefs? Maybe you're not a new believer. Maybe it's still one of those things that you find yourself dealing with often. Well, head to hope1032.com.au to find 5 tips for answering tough questions about faith.
Sydney's Hope
103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2 looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever comes to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Spring fever, watch that fever climb.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Reckon you know your dumpy shot from your drop-off? The cornerstone to your career as a bricklayer starts at Bricklaying Education Australia. It's where you'll get 3 years of free nationally recognised training from qualified trainers with nearly 4 decades of industry experience. You'll come out the other side with a Cert 3 in bricklaying and blocklaying after completing your apprenticeship with us. At station sponsor Bricklaying Education Australia, your future is under construction. Visit bricklayingeducation.com.au and apply today.
Here's Pete and his mum and Ben from 1-800-SHUTTERS.
Spring has sprung.
And we have spring fever.
So boys, spring into action and come up with some ideas.
Nothing springs to mind.
How about a spring sale?
Oh no, don't spring that on me.
Perhaps something will spring up.
Hope springs eternal.
Order your blinds, shutters and awnings now from station sponsor 1-800-SHUTTERS to stop the spring puns from these three.
It's definitely put a spring in my step.
And you're no spring chicken.
Oh, he's a good boy.
Hope
103.2.
You don't have to fall in line. Life is such
powder. Put the rules back on the shelf. Let your freak out, be yourself. Live louder.
Out the tank tops and flip-flops. Hope 103.2.
I've been searching for a long time for someone exactly like I've been traveling all around the world, waiting for you to come through. Someone like you to make it all worthwhile. Someone like you keep me satisfied. Someone exactly like you. For someone exactly like you, I've been carrying my heavy load, waiting for the light to come shining through. Someone like you to make it all. To find out where you're at, I've been up and down this highway,
marching to the beat of a different drum. But my baby, I have realized the best is yet to come.
Hope 1032.
Don't know where I'll stop you. Everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness and the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. You don't know where I'll stop you.
So many things that I just never said, like all the things I think about when I'm in bed. I never really liked to hear that I was wrong. I saw my motivation never saw the sun. It's been super cloudy, I'm used to the night. I lost so many things, almost lost my sight. It all changed when I found you. Decided to throw everything and run towards you. I'll never be by myself. I got you right by my side. I know you never leave me alone. You're the rider, I'm the bone. You know I start again. Everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands. The whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trial, he's faithful and he's true. The whole world's in his hands.
For the souls of the soldiers on the narrow road, lost some bros on the shoulder. See, it's getting colder, but I know what he told us. They gon' hold you down, but the crown gonna hold up. Yes, indeed, oh, my melody is by that day, and I will never leave. I don't need to die for me to rest in peace, the recipe. Half a cup of liver, water, fresca. Singing D-O-S-V-L, he cumple su promesa. Wepa, let me see, heaven looking good on me. Ooh, yeah, from my 2020 to some 23. Ooh, yeah.
Don't know where to stop, yeah.
Evan Kraft on Hope 103.2. Good afternoon. Taking a quick look at the weather for tomorrow. It's looking warm and cloudy. Tops of 31. Great weather to wash the car because after tomorrow, they're predicting rain through to Sunday. So get on out there.
Hi, I'm Amy from SMBC. This week on Salt.
It was really nerve-wracking and really anxiety-driven. So that led to me pretty much spiralling pretty badly in terms of just anxiousness. I just didn't know how to deal with that. So I broke pretty spectacularly.
My guest this week is a regular guy from the Central Coast with a heartbreaking challenge. The birth of Desmond's son should have been the happiest occasion, but instead it led to the verge of suicide. Drop in for our chat and hear Desmond's story this week. I can't wait for you to meet him. You can listen to Salt, Conversations with Amy, wherever you get your podcasts and at hope1032.com.au.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Here's Carl Faze with The Daily Nudge.
Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar writes books about how to be happy. He says we need to be an optimist who can remain positive in whatever situation we find ourselves. This, though, seems impossible to do when things go wrong. Ben-Shahar uses three optimalist exercises he calls PRP. When he feels he has failed, he grants himself permission, P, to be human. He reminds himself that we can't be perfect in every situation. Next is reconstruction, R. He thinks back over his behaviour and sees the positive, what he has learnt. Finally, there's a perspective, P, which involves acknowledging that one mistake or failure really doesn't matter. Perspective is a great gift. Seeing our eyes through the eyes of the God of eternity gives us perspective for our failures and our future. We can all use a regular dose of PRP.
Carl Faze for dailynudge.org.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Hope 1032.
I woke up with a broken heart in my chest. I couldn't sleep, couldn't get no rest. Weighed down by the heaviness of life. And I try to shake it, flipping through my phone, but all it does is make me feel more alone. How could anything that feels so wrong be right? 7 billion voices separate us, but only one can show us who we are. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. Beautiful shades of love. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. That's where the light comes from. Yeah. We all need the same medicine. We all need another second chance. There's no first in line at the foot of the cross. Father, forgive me. Show my concrete heart. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. Yeah.
I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. I only got one thing on my mind. You got me stuck on the thought of you. You're making me feel brand new. You're more than a sunshine in my eyes. You got those pretty eyes in your head. You know it. You got me dancing in my bed, so let me show it. You are exactly what I want. Kinda cool and kinda not. Wanna give myself to you. Yeah, we're driving down the freeway at night. I only got one thing in the back of my mind. I'm feeling like this might be my time to shine with you, with you, with you. I got my head out this sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. I only got one thing on my mind. You got me stuck on the thought of you. You're making me feel brand new. You're more than a sunshine in my eyes. I got my head out this sunroof. You got me stuck on the thought of you. Freeway at night.
I only got one thing in the back of my mind. I'm feeling like this might be my time to shine with you, with you, with you. I got my head out the sunroof.
Good afternoon, Nikki, you're on Hope 103.2, speaking of sunroofs. Hey, what are you up to over the weekend? If you love a bargain while also raising funds for a good cause, well, this Saturday there's an easy option for you, Epping Baptist Playtime Garage Sale. We've got household items to small appliances, clothes, even golf equipment. There's a ton there. There's even some tech gear and a portable aircon for those warmer months ahead. So check out the community notice board on our website for more info. Hope News up in just a bit.
Hope 103.2, out and about with you, wherever you are.
My son's disability means he needs help, but he still wants to feel independent.
Make your own choices with LifeLift Care and experience the world of independent living. LifeLift Care is your local NDIS provider. They connect you with top allied healthcare providers and assist with community participation and daily tasks.
LifeLift Care helps my son live his life to the fullest.
Station sponsor, LifeLift Care. Lifting lives with heart. Visit lifeliftcare.com.au.
Are you caring for someone living with dementia?
Hop in the shower.
I've already had one.
No, you haven't.
If you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be hard seeing changes in their day-to-day behaviour. At Dementia Support Australia, our consultants are here to help anytime, day or night, anywhere in Australia. Call our free service on 1800 699 799 or visit dementia.com.au. Dementia can affect us all.
Hope 103.2.
Touch your soul with mine.
your love, it changes me. Makes me better, your love and you.
Weather's warming up, and so is Hope 103.2.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
Totally.
1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen. The Reserve Bank has left the cash rate unchanged for a seventh straight meeting. Jefferson Shaw reports.
The RBA says the latest data hasn't changed their view that their policy is broadly working. The board has left the cash rate at 4.35%, citing high underlying inflation and economic uncertainty. The Reserve Bank board statement says inflation is expected to go down in the short term, but isn't expected to reach its target of between 2 and 3% sustainably until 2026. The board says it isn't ruling anything in or out in the future. RBA Governor Michelle Bullock is expected to provide an update on its decision in the next hour. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
The federal government is urging all Australians in Lebanon to leave as soon as possible in the wake of escalating conflict in the Middle East. Noah Secombe reports from Canberra.
Hundreds of airstrikes launched by Israel have reached southern and eastern Lebanon overnight, killing more than 490 people. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong says she is deeply concerned by the escalating conflict in the region.
We believe a wider regional conflict is not in the interests of any of the peoples of the region.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the government has been warning Australians to take commercial flights to get out of Lebanon for months.
The fact that some people have continued to go from Australia to Lebanon in recent months is not a common sense thing to do. The government issues these warnings for a reason.
Noah Secombe, Canberra.
Australia is leading a push for greater protection of aid workers after the killing of Zomi Frankum in Gaza. She was one of seven World Central Kitchen staff killed in a series of Israeli airstrikes. The Foreign Minister is calling for a new UN declaration to protect aid workers. Police say a fatal stabbing in Marrickville in Sydney's inner west was a targeted attack. A 32-year-old local rugby league player died on the street despite attempts by paramedics to save him. It's understood he knew the man who attacked him. Police are now searching